And we're so excited to start this on The Breeze. It is the Poppy's book review. Each week we'll be catching up with Pam from Poppy's Bookshop in Havelock North. Pam, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for coming in. Now, you've got some beautiful books there in Poppy's, and I think half the trouble I find when I go in there is just kind of deciphering what's going to be good and what to go through, which is what you're here doing on the show for us today. For all of our avid readers out there, Wags, you've read the odd book or two.
Yes, but they're usually in plain wrappers.
Plain brown wrappers?
Yeah. Still there on the shelf right at the back. Yeah, I thought so.
So, Pam, tell us about the first one that we're going to be talking about. This is called, it's quite apt really, because you own a bookshop, The Little Paris Bookshop.
It is indeed, by Nina George. Now, this was originally written in French, a huge seller overseas, and now we have it here in New Zealand, translated.
So, yeah, once it's been translated and it's been big overseas, that's always a good sign. It's a good read.
I think so, yes.
So tell us a little bit about the synopsis of this one.
Well, the central character is a quirky, eccentric bookseller. His bookshop is not in a store like ours. His bookshop is on a barge in the Seine.
Oh, how lovely.
So, it's called the Book Barge. So,
as you do.
Yeah, so you go down there to choose your books, but he likes to choose a book for you.
Oh.
He will know, he will talk to you and he will know the book that you need.
Oh, right.
You
so see? He's got quite an art to his persona.
He has. He's a bit of a psychologist.
Yeah. And what's the kind of the lines of this book?
Well, the lines of it is developing his character and the people he knows. It's also, he's in mourning for a lost love that he lost contact with about 20 years ago, and he's never forgotten her. He's never really had a big major romance since.
Oh.
So this is in his mind as well. A letter comes to light that was never read. He never read it. And this starts him off on his journey to reconnect with this love. And he's going to make this journey on the barge with some other companions who kind of who come along during the story, and go down through from Paris down to the very south to Avignon eventually, to try and connect with what happened to this woman that he was so madly in love with.
Sounds quite intriguing. Is it a kind of like a light read, Pam, or
it's a bit more than that. Yeah. It's a bit more than that. I think it's better developed than a it isn't what I would call pink and fluffy.
Right. Yes. Okay. So it's got a bit of guts to it.
It has.
All right. For a bloke, what's pink and fluffy? Is that like 50 Shades of Grey?
Oh, totally. Well, that was Grey and Fluffy, of course.
So we can say this is a nice kind of probably female-orientated book, but I know Brett enjoyed it as well. Yeah.
Brett did enjoy it, so it's not totally feminine, but I have to say, looking at the cover, which is quite pretty, although not pink, a woman's eye is possibly going to be picking it out.
All right. Now, we've got time just quickly for the next one that you've got in your hot little hands too, Pam, which is The Girl on the Train. Now, the
quite
kind of title there says it all, really, doesn't it?
Slightly creepy, slightly spooky. It's a psychological thriller, which is a great genre at the moment. Not just your regular thriller where, you know, a gun comes out, somebody gets killed. This is all about what's going on in the mind. So this is the central character, extremely flawed young woman, who travels on the train into London every day. And at a certain point, the train always stops for the points, and she looks into the gardens of the houses nearby, sees the same people, and she kind of makes up this fantasy kind of, it's like life, and gives them names and what they would be saying to each other.
Oh, yeah.
And you think, where's this going? But as the story goes along, you realise that she knows more about these people in the houses than you realise, that she actually has got involvement. There's obviously a murder. There's lots of layers. There's lots of surprises.
Ooh. That's quite intriguing, isn't it?
Now, the film rights have already been sold for this.
Yes.
No way.
So this will be a movie. This will be like the next Gone Girl, in a sense.
Fantastic.
Okay, so this is going to be this will be a major film. So, if you want the hairs on the back of your neck to rise up, then this is the one for you.
Can I ask, how many books do you read a week?
Oh, golly. Probably half a dozen, but I skim others as well.
No way. Half a dozen a week. I do a half a dozen a year.
Well, this could be the one for you.
That's the one.
That could be the one for you. And then you can say you've read the book before you've seen the movie, Wags. Has that ever happened before?
No.
Okay, well, they're two great titles there. Thank you very much, Pam. We've got The Little Paris Bookshop and also The Girl on the Train. And we have a copy of The Little Paris Bookshop to give away right now, which is fabulous. So, Pam, where can people find Poppy's?
They can find Poppy's at 9 Napier Road in Havelock North. And we're in the building where I have to give Bellatino's a little plug here. In the building where Bellatino's is, you come down the back, you'll see the signage, and we're in there with lots of advice and laughs and jokes. And come in.
Good times and lots of books.
Yeah.